the curtain would rise, or, you know, whatever. Generally, there was a curtain, and there would be the intro, like bum bum bum, if there was a bass intro, or a guitar, ding 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 ding. And from that point on, you couldn't hear anything. In those days, they didn't have Marshall stacks. I mean, there wasn't even a twin reverb in those days. So the screams, what you heard was an eerie sound that if you didn't know what it was, you wouldn't be able to describe it, but it was the sound of the girls in the auditorium, and that was all you could hear.
you had record companies willing to take a chance on something that didn't sound like everything else on the charts.
Well, it was like musician songwriter's heaven in a sense, because there just weren't that many games in town. You know, we were one of the few games in town.
And you were writing, I imagine, what you felt in your heart, not what somebody told you they needed product in.
I wasn't trying to do anything. Arthur wasn't trying to do anything. We were just, more or less, if you'll excuse the expression, hanging out.